are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
I always joke that, you know, you spend your whole of your 20s with people saying, don't have a baby, and then you turn 30 and people say, when are you having a baby?
Yeah.
So
we help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
This is Holly, editor at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. 2018 is the centenary of some women winning the right to vote in the UK. Here at Teacher Toolkit, we will be commemorating the anniversary by interviewing 100 women working in the field of education or in the public eye in order to catalogue their lives, celebrate their successes, find out what challenges they face, and discover what they would like to pass on to the next generation. In this week's episode, Ross interviews Jenny Fogarty, Assistant Professor in Learning and Teaching at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Development. It's really interesting to hear her talk about the possibility for teachers to transition into working in academia, and why she encourages girls to work hard, follow their passions, and disregard arbitrary milestones impressed upon them by others. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk at the most influential blog on education in the UK. 2018 is the centenary of women getting the vote in the UK, and here at Teacher Toolkit we will be commemorating the anniversary over the next year by interviewing 100 women working in the field of education or in the public eye in order to catalogue their life, celebrate their successes and find out what challenges they face and discover with what they'd like to pass on to the next generation. Here I am today at the London School Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. It was a bit of a mouthful, but with Jenny Fogarty. Hi Jenny, can you introduce yourself to our listeners please and tell us what you do?
Hi Ross, yes it's me. I'm Jenny Fogarty. I'm an Assistant Professor in Learning and Teaching at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Development, where I work with academics on their academic development, so all aspects of their teaching, learning, assessment and pedagogic research.
Great. So what's a day-to-day kind of job, a day look like for you, a typical day?
There is no typical day really. The academic year here is really varied. So we are the largest school of public health in the country and we run master's programmes and research degree programmes. So I work with the academics all through the year because when a busy time for them is not always a busy time for me. So we try and work throughout the year. And I run our PGCILT, which is our postgraduate certificate in learning and teaching. So that's a bit like teacher training for academics.
Okay.
But I also do my own research, which is in transformative education in prison, where I work with Learning Together, which is a network of prison and university partnerships across the country.
Great. So I know you're an ex-teacher, but for listeners who don't, tell us about your background in it and how you came to be in this job today.
Yeah, so I'm a teacher in remission. I was a deputy head in primary school and I was teaching in the classroom for 8 years before I made the move into academia. And it was kind of thrust upon me really. I've reached a point where I burnt out of the system really. I was in leadership pretty young,
yeah,
and it was a bit too much for me. So I took a break and went and taught in the Caribbean and thought, what do I want to do? And I came back and started working in academia doing teacher training. And then I've made the sideways move into academic development.
And how long have you been here now?
I've been here at LSHGM just over a year and I've been in academia for 4 years.
Okay. And so can we pinpoint a career achievement you're happy with, most proud of?
Yeah, I'm really proud of, I got my master's degree from Cambridge whilst I was a deputy head, and that was a real resilience, strength, personal planning. So that was definitely a career high at that time for me, but I'm really proud of how I've moved into academia and kind of embraced all the opportunities and seen all the transferable skills. And I often consider myself a bit of a teacher whisperer. I'll say to people, you could come and work in universities because we've got loads of skills that are really highly valued in university at the moment, particularly with the advent of the Teaching Excellence Framework.
Okay.
So I try and encourage people to see more broadly than just school-based education, and that definitely...
Can you tell us a bit more about that learning and teaching qualification?
Yep, so we do, it's a postgraduate certificate in learning and teaching, so a bit like a PGCE,
okay,
but for academics in higher education, and it runs for 18 months, two modules, 18 months each, and it's a mandatory qualification here at the school. So
that allows you to teach in the academic world?
Yeah, so each institution will have a different variation on it, but it is transferable.
So if I'd like to teach, but maybe not young children,
yep,
it's a good alternative.
Absolutely. Okay, so great. If you are a researcher and you've only ever done research and you find yourself in a university, it's a really great way to develop the skills and knowledge.
Great. I never knew about something like that. It's fascinating. Thank you. If there's one thing you could change in education, just one, what would it be?
I was definitely in a very difficult point in my career with the rapid, aggressive academisation, and I saw what happens when you don't have the structures in place to support that, and when you remove really excellent people at the local authority and that support network that was there for those of us that were developing leadership skills, and that just disappeared overnight. And I would say that people will disagree, I'm sure, but I would say that aggressive academisation is not good for the community.
Well, interesting, because research published this weekend by Angel Solutions, their research into Ofsted reports show that schools that are under local authority control, moving from inadequate RI to good, far outweigh academies supporting schools from RI to good. So back to local authority. What one piece of advice would you give to teachers to particularly pass on to girls hoping to get into academic world or lecturing or even teaching?
I think that I would say, and I definitely have it reinforced by the people that I work with here at the London School, follow your passion, whatever you're interested in, just dive a little bit deeper, go a little bit further, work a little bit harder, and you will find that you will rise to the top. Mm-hmm. And everybody likes to work with people that they like, so have a bit of fun and relax and enjoy yourself. And I definitely lost that, a little bit of that, when I was in the classroom.
Who inspired you?
And my mum did. So I was at school, and when my dad passed away, my mum kind of took us all as a family, pulled us together, and said to me, "You will go to university, you will do all the things that you wanted to do."
Good old mum. What does the centenary of the woman getting the vote mean to you?
I think it's a really important time to stop and take stock of how far we've come and how far we've got to go. I definitely know that I wouldn't be doing the job that I'm doing even 50 years ago, never mind 100 years ago. And I think it's an opportunity for each of us as women, and with all the men in our lives, to think about how far we've got to go, what are the barriers that are stopping us, and just be a little bit braver to keep pushing forward.
So the world of or the lives of women have changed significantly in 100 years. What would you hope in the next 100 would you like to see for women?
I would like to see women's choices being embraced, whatever they are, without feeling judged, or that there's a certain path they have to follow, or that if they don't reach certain milestones by certain points in their life, they've somehow failed. So I always joke that, you know, you spend your whole of your 20s with people saying, "Don't have a baby," and then you turn 30 and people say, "When are you having a baby?"
Yeah.
So I think these kind of arbitrary milestones that are put in place reflect other people's issues rather than
their own. Yes, very interesting. Which woman would you like to see us interview next, and why?
I would like to see you interview Ruth McFarlane. So Ruth is a former prison maths teacher who now runs the Open University's Students in Secure Environments team. So she looks after the many thousands of prison-based learners who are doing degrees.
Fantastic. Right, we'll be in touch with Ruth. And where can readers find out more about you online?
Yeah, so follow me on Twitter at Jenny Fogg. I go to conferences now and people think that's my actual name, but be great to connect.
Okay, great. Nice to have seen you again, Jenny. Thank you for your time. And for people listening, you're listening to Teacher Toolkit, find out more on our website and follow social media using the hashtag TTKit100Women. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit. You can find out more about 100 years, 100 women on our website, teachertoolkit.co.uk, or follow us on social media using the hashtag TTKit100Women.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.